straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Yeah. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say it, please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to me.
You got to me, girl.
You got to me.
All right, come on now.
You got to me.
Say you got to me now.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Proclaiming success at the southern border, the White House says President Trump will sign two executive orders today to back up his immigration crackdown.
The first one is aimed at strengthening immigration enforcement.
To pursue criminals and protect innocent citizens.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
The second EO is centered around protecting American communities from criminal aliens.
She says it will direct the Attorney General and Homeland Security Secretary to publish a list of sanctuary cities the administration says obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The Kremlin's announced a three-day ceasefire next month in Ukraine to coincide with Moscow's World War II commemorations. Ukraine's foreign minister, who has sought a 30-day ceasefire, says, why wait? CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
This will be a welcome development if it is to hold, because it was only a couple of weeks ago, Easter time, that both sides had announced a sort of 24-hour ceasefire in order to mark Easter. Hundreds of violations on both sides.
The Vatican has closed the Sistine Chapel and says the conclave to select the next pope will begin 1 week from Wednesday. CBS News contributor Delia Gallagher in Rome says that leaves a lot of time for discussions ahead of time.
They don't have to go into seclusion, as it were, until that day. They will have up until then to talk to each other in dinners and informal meetings, and that's really important for them because they have to get together to get a two-thirds majority.
It's election day in Canada, and what's being done and what has been said in the U.S. is a key factor. Asa McKercher is a public policy analyst in Canada.
It's election as liberal leaders really been framed against the threat of Donald Trump, the trade war launched by your president, and his comments about turning Canada to 51st state and erasing the border between our countries. And that threat has really galvanized support behind Mark Carney. We've seen a sort of historic shift in support for the Liberal government, which had, under previous Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, had sunk to really like 18% popularity in the polls.
On the weather map, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says parts of Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are in line for potentially nasty storms today.
Four out of five on the severe weather index, meaning it is likely that we will see several tornadoes. They could be long track. They could be EF2 or stronger. So the potential is there for a really pretty serious tornadic outbreak during the afternoon and evening hours.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 98 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Authorities in Kenosha County are investigating the discovery of a body found in a Washington Road drainage grate near the airport. Initial reports suggest it may be a missing person. A Union Grove man faces child enticement charges after allegedly planning to meet a minor at a Hardee's. It follows a sting where police posed as a teen. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance is due in court this week for a preliminary hearing. Racine's Pearl Street Yard Waste Facility is temporarily shifting its entrance. It'll move to Racine Street starting this week. It's due to construction that'll last through early June. Congressman Brian Stile holds a telephone town hall today. The event does require advance registration to take part. And the strongest stuff is expected to be to the west of here, but there is a chance of severe storms. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys, and then some of the guys that we're signing right now I feel pretty good about, too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. Should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise, today, partly sunny and breezy, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our
studio. Thank you, Brittany. And the rest of the story with Paul Harvey, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Rest of the story. When the Lewis and Clark expedition returned from the wilderness to the city of St. Louis, one of their original scouts was not with them. A fellow named John Coulter, he had requested his discharge and stayed behind. He said something about wanting to become a mountain man. Well, that was 1806. In 1810, 4 years after the triumphant return of Lewis and Clark, that same John Coulter did arrive in St. Louis, and he had spent those 4 years in the hinterlands on his own, and folks back in civilization wanted to know the rest of the story. Well, John told them. He said he'd been captured by the Blackfoot Indians, hundreds of them. They'd stripped him naked. They took him out on the prairie. 30 or 40 young braves stepped forward with spears. John was given a sporting few hundred yards head start. He ran for his life. Moments later, the young braves were running after him. John maintained his lead, even widened it after a while. 6 miles ahead lay the Jefferson River. Prickly pear cactus spines stabbed into his bare feet, but he ran on. About a mile from the river, John looked back. His pursuers were now at least half a mile behind. All but one swift brave, who was very close indeed. Spitting blood from the physical stress, John spun round quickly. Caught off guard, the lone Blackfoot stumbled, hurling his spear. The point plunged into the ground, shattering the shaft. John grabbed the spearhead and struggled with the Brave, eventually stabbing him through the heart. But now the rest of the pack had almost caught up with him, so John, exhausted, his feet bleeding and swollen, ran on toward the river. A mile of prairie lay before him, but he made it. He plunged into the Chili Jefferson, and he swam toward a log jam that he had spotted downstream. He hid under those logs for the rest of that day and into the night as the Indians searched for him. By morning, they'd gone, and John Coulter was still naked and cold and hungry, and snow was threatening. The nearest fort was more than 200 miles away on the other side of Gallatin Mountain, and yet chewing on roots, John stayed alive, and he reached the fort in 7 days. And the civilized St. Louisans believed John Coulter until he told them the rest of the story, that he had to survive, that he had to live to tell what he'd discovered out there in the wilderness before the Blackfeet had captured him. He told the St. Louisans what he had found, and the St. Louisans laughed. They laughed at him. Old John Coulter really had him spellbound there for a while, but now they were certain that he'd spun him a yarn. For the record, John was telling the truth, not only about his miraculous flight from the Blackfoot, but about his earlier discovery as well. It's just that folks preferred to believe John's 200-mile streak through the snow rather than all of those other stories about lava formations, about petrified forests, about boiling springs, spitting streams of steaming hot water hundreds of feet into the air. That was unbelievable. John Coulter really was the first white man ever to see it. Yet for decades thereafter, it would be dismissed as a mountain man's whopper, the tallest sounding tale of them all. Such was the incredible splendor of John Coulter's wilderness vision, the multifaceted phenomenon that nobody could believe in 1810. It's still somewhat unbelievable, but it's true. He had seen for the first time Yellowstone National Park. And now you know the rest of the story.
It's like that's straight out of a Ken Burns documentary, for crying out loud. Great story. Thank you, Paul Harvey. The rest of the story heard twice daily on WRJN 725 with Don Rosen every Monday through Friday and again at 1205, like you just heard here on WRJN.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Riding Hood.
to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum underway. But this afternoon at 2 o'clock, I'll give way for Kurt Vollmann, who will spend 3 hours preparing to present Kurt Vollmann's 5 o'clock class reunion, looking at the class of 1964 this afternoon. If you were a member of the class of 64, be here at 5 o'clock today for Kurt Vollmann's 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Churl Kringle, a cinnamon lover's dream. Smooth caramel and cinnamon are layered for a delicious filling. Then this delicious O&H Kringle is topped with sweet icing and a dousing of cinnamon sugar. Enjoy it this week and to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. While there, pick up several strawberry rhubarb filled donuts, the O&H Donut of the Month. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Sizzle to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SIZZLE to 42424. That's Sizzle to 42424.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at sunnysidefloristofkenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start. China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of a Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Hits WRJN. Jealous. I'm jealous. Two girls for every boy, Jan and Dean. You know, even with those odds, I'd strike out. Well, that's what I thought at the time. 1963, the year that made number one. I'm Dan Marcus. Here comes Stuart J. Waddles now in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after allegedly arranging to meet a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be law enforcement posing online. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance of Union Grove was arrested at a Mount Pleasant Hardee's and admitted his intent to meeting the minor. He's got a preliminary hearing set for this week. There's more unionized Racine County workers. 77 drivers for United Natural Foods and Sturtevant, a Whole Foods distributor, have voted to join Teamsters Local 200. A statement says the workers are aiming to secure better wages and working conditions. The drink slinger down at the tavern might not have to get a traditional bartender's license anymore. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A new state law offers an alternative to the traditional bartender's license in Wisconsin. The statewide operator's permit is a new alternative to traditional operator's licenses, often referred to as bartender's licenses. Unlike licenses valid only within the issuing municipality, the statewide operator's permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin. It provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities, eliminating the need to obtain separate licenses for each location.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. They should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise, today, partly sunny and breezy. High temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards did Sunshine. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Here we are.
Bye, baby, goodbye.
Saying goodbye at the stage.
Bye, baby, goodbye.
trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh,
now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
So
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You realize Saturday is the home opener, the season opener, for the Racine Raiders, and Jeff Schick of the Raiders going to be a guest on the Don Rosen Show tomorrow morning talking about the Raiders' return to WRJN and also the season opener this Saturday. Racine Raiders football getting talked about tomorrow morning with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Beach Boys doing everything right with Fun, Fun, Fun. Shy Lights going through the Where'd I Go Wrong syndrome. WRJN.
Ooh,
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The White House says illegal border crossings hit record lows in February and March. President Trump plans to sign two executive orders today expanding his immigration crackdown. And the border czar is responding to questions about the deporting of an undocumented mother to Honduras.
Tom Homan says the mom was here illegally and it was her choice to take the child with her.
What we did is remove children with their mothers who requested the children depart with them.
He says it doesn't matter if the child's a citizen.
If you choose to have a U.S. citizen child knowing you're in this country legally, you put yourself in that position.
And if they didn't abide by the mom's request,
the story today would be Trump administration separating families again. No, we're keeping families together.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Ukraine's foreign minister says, why wait? Referring to the Kremlin's call for a three-day ceasefire early next month in Ukraine. Kyiv has been pushing for a 30-day cessation.